I'm Marco Werman. You're with the world. In Hong Kong, protesters show no signs of letting up. And this weekend, they appealed to someone new for help, President Donald Trump. Tens of thousands of people marched to the U.S. consulate there, some holding signs that said, "President Trump, please save Hong Kong and make Hong Kong great again," a slogan Trump probably will appreciate. Many protesters were singing the Star Spangled Banner, waving U.S. flags, and shouting for the U.S. to liberate Hong Kong from China. This protester wants Washington to pass a bill that would make Hong Kong pass an annual human rights test in order for the island to hang on to its special trade status. But asking for the U.S. to get involved is a risky strategy, one that Beijing will not look on kindly. So just how much is Beijing willing to put up with? The World's Patrick Nguyen looks at that question from Hong Kong.
Show up in Hong Kong on a weekend, track down the roving protest, and you might find something like this. A sea of Hong Kongers in all black, masked up, some of them breaking stuff and barricading streets to fend off riot police. Stick around long enough and cops hunt them down, blast them with tear gas, bash them with batons. Here, police are wailing on people inside a subway car. Is this the new normal in Hong Kong? Well, you can still visit the city and avoid all this, but you will see graffiti sprayed around town. Stuff like "Free Hong Kong" or slogans comparing China's Communist Party to Nazis. So, when will Beijing say enough? And what would that look like? Maybe like this. China's paramilitary police recently put out this video of a training exercise filmed right on the Hong Kong border. And they're just rolling over hordes of mock protesters. Innis Tang says real rioters should take note.
It's a warning. You should stop the riot. Otherwise, we have means to help you to stop it.
Tang is a native Hong Konger in his 50s. His day job is importing produce. But he's now finding his voice in politics. He's linked up with the pro-Beijing establishment, which pretty much runs Hong Kong. And he's been organizing pro-China rallies, where people wave the Chinese flag and sing patriotic anthems, and generally put down the protesters as hooligans. Those who really don't like protesters have started calling them roaches. Tang tells me the other side, those pro-democracy rallies, he says you can barely even call them protests at this point.
A peaceful protest should not be throwing stone, a gasoline bomb. Everyone participating in this riot are traitors.
And not just traitors, but in his view, out-of-touch traitors. Have they not heard, he says, that China is going to be running the world soon? They don't want to get in on that?
My country is going big and going strong and going powerful. They think, oh, you have no freedom at all in China. No, that's wrong. They have very good life over there.
But not the freedom to mock the government or even go on Facebook. But Tang says social media is what whipped up the Arab Spring. And look what happened there. Now, he says, it's doing the same in Hong Kong.
We all enjoy the freedom of speech, but freedom has some limitations.
And there it is, the crux of Hong Kong's division. To the protesters, those limitations make them want to scream, "No, back off." The real diehards almost view China as some occupying force. And if Beijing does send in the troops, you get the sense that they would almost relish the fight. Just listen to this statement from one of the frontline protesters.
Every time we go back to the front line, we make sure to have in our pockets our last will and testament, because every time may be our last, because we are ready and willing to lay down our lives.
Heavy stuff. So what would make Beijing launch a crackdown? I asked Christine Lo, a former policymaker under Hong Kong's last leader. She says China does have a red line.
The red line, the political red line, is don't call for independence. Don't call for anything that comes close to talking about independence.
Most protesters aren't calling for independence. But when Beijing says, Hong Kong, we're going to vet all of your politicians to make sure you don't elect anyone who even might be anti-China. That drives people into the streets. Or when Beijing secretly tells Hong Kong's government how to handle the protest, which the city's leader, Carrie Lam, admitted in a leaked recording, protesters will say, see, we're basically ruled by a puppet government. But Lo says, hold on, I was in government. It's not exactly like that.
So no one ever took you aside and said, Christine, we need to have a talk.
No, nobody ever did that to me.
You were able to pursue your portfolio without getting too many calls from...
I didn't get any call.
You didn't get any calls?
I didn't get any call. No one told me what to do.
Beijing actually doesn't want to micromanage every little thing in Hong Kong, she says. But chanting Free Hong Kong, burning Chinese flags, now you're coming close to that red line. Worse yet, Beijing keeps saying on state TV that this is all fueled by foreign agents.
Hong Kong is home to thousands of intelligence officers, earning the nickname the Asian Division of CIA. Agents from the UK and the US operate in Hong Kong without a single worry because the Chinese mainland has no jurisdiction over the city in accordance...
A revolution incited by America? Big red line.
How sincerely do they believe that?
I think the officials in Beijing, I think they believe that. So they're not just saying it as an excuse.
Meanwhile, the videos keep coming. Here's the People's Liberation Army, this time the actual troops stationed in Hong Kong, crushing a mock protest like they're in some action movie.
It is a warning. Don't go too far, because we can come in. And it's not a pretty sight. It is the use of force.
Okay, let's end this on a less gloomy note. A little over a week ago, I'm standing next to this makeshift roadblock, which protesters are about to set on fire. I'm talking to a protester in her 30s, and I ask about those pro-China rallies, where people like her are called roaches or traitors.
Even though they are shouting at us, they are calling us a lot of dirty words. I don't care anymore. Words won't hurt us anymore.
But then I ask, okay, but would you ever sit down with them? Maybe have some tea? She actually said yes.
So you would talk to someone like that?
Why not? Come to us and talk to us under the condition that they truly want to talk.
I asked the pro-China rally organizer, Innes Tang, the same thing. His response, yes, because he says he gets that the protesters, in their own way, do love the city.
I think most of them have very good intentions. Talk is the only solution. We have to talk. We don't have to fight.
It's a glimmer of hope that maybe the two sides might be able to see their rivals not as Nazis or roaches, but as fellow Hong Kongers. For the world, Patrick Nguyen, Hong Kong.